If a Christian doesn't pray about heaven, that's a remarkable lack. Who ever heard of exiles not thinking about home?
Now, I said, that's exactly what the rosary is. We are in a new moment of time and a new moment of space. So we keep saying to our Lord and to the Blessed Mother, I love you, I love you.
That's the Holy Rosary. That's the Catholic faith. The whole Catholic faith is in it.
Well, I want to welcome you all to another Daily Decad. Your rosary is back on the road. We've got, I have to beg your forgiveness for the last 2 weeks. I was on the road, indeed, and thought that I would be able to record while I was traveling across the country. But unfortunately, because of the way that I chose to travel, and by that I mean by the path that I took, places that I went, the actual ability to record and connect were severely limited. Not only that, but I was traveling with quite a lot of people in tow, with the whole family, in fact. And the result was that that limits the amount of time that you get in front of a microphone. I tried to do a recording. It didn't come out so great. And I didn't want to release. I thought it would be better to give a gap and then come back rather than record several completely subpar episodes for people to listen to. You know, if I were to record and publish, then there would be the prayer cast, the prayers would be said and all of that, but any attempt that I made to try to offer something edifying would be largely wasted, because I'd be struggling to come up with something. Maybe that's my pride that actually did that, less than a concern for all of you. I hope that it's not. I hope that it's not just pride, but whatever the case may be, I'm back now, and we could pick up where we left off. Anyone who is scheduled, so everything just moves back 2 weeks. I was actually back in town earlier, but I decided to just wait until Monday, because then we could start out exactly where we left off. Anyone who is scheduled for starting on the 5th on Labor Day, now you know that we're going to pick up there today instead. So I think today is the 19th. So originally, today was a prayer request submitted by Veritas, which, if you're listening to this, now you know that your prayer has been moved slightly. We've got a Morales Retrogradus, our friend who runs that wonderful Telegram channel. It was originally going to be the 5th of September, on Labor Day, and now has been moved to today, and the same thing holds. So we've got the next three after this will simply be moved up into the following weeks. So today we are praying for the conversion of any wayward family members in the family of Morales Retrogradus, and we're going to be praying the fourth joyful mystery, reflecting on the fourth joyful mystery of the Holy Rosary. Now, if you have any prayer intentions, I know that I'm a little backed up now because it goes through to the end of September, but I nevertheless welcome and really encourage you to send them in. I'd like to have them. I'd like to have the opportunity to pray for you. And I do have some that have already been submitted. We've had two Oremus postings since the last show. And I'm going to be adding those to the list, but feel free to continue to send those in. The email is dailydecadrequests@proton.m for Mary, E for Elizabeth, or protonmail.com. Both of those work. You can also drop a line on Telegram @thedailydecad, @thedailydecad. I'm on the Fediverse. The instance is postpoa.st/@thedailydecad. The website, praytherosaryeveryday.wordpress.com, just so you won't forget. And at last, no, actually, I think that's it. I did the three social media, the website, and the email. Those five ways are the five ways to reach out to me. Look at that, the five wounds of Christ. I don't deliberately do this numerology stuff, but it's always funny when something like that strikes you, you know. Anyway, that all having been said and done, there's the housekeeping. My apologies for making you all wait for this. Now, let's go ahead, get our rosaries out, return to our ritual. I hope that I'm returning to the ritual of recording this, but I hope that you haven't departed from the ritual of saying the rosary on a daily basis. I hope that you're not dependent on me to do that. Don't be. If you are, don't be. Say a decade of the rosary every day, with or without this recording. I've walked away from the microphone once before. Who's to say that I, being this, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. There's nothing to say that necessarily this will be going on forever. The point is to form a habit. It takes about 20 days to form a habit. And this is a habit that will guarantee that your hereafter is not a hot hereafter. The rosary has that guarantee attached to it. Those who promulgate, who pray the rosary every day, are given the graces to keep them from sin. It's not a get out of hell jail, get out of hell free card. Just like the brown scapular, it's not a get out of hell free card. What it is a means whereby, if you do what you're supposed to do with it, you can't just keep a rosary on you all the time, and then when you get in front of St. Peter, you've got it in your hands and say, ha, ha, ha! That doesn't work that way. But if you pray the rosary every day, if you're devoted to it, then you are given the graces necessary to resist any temptation that comes to you. The same with the brown scapular. You maintain the life. You say the prayers, and the daily rosary is part of those prayers. The little office of the Blessed Virgin Mary is another part of it. You say those prayers, and the devil can't lay a hand on you. That's the whole point of these sacramentals. They're meant to strengthen you, to give you grace. They're physical representations of the armor of God that true devotion to Christ is. St. Paul says, put on the whole armor of God. There's my aside, since often we have to have those. That's my aside today. Now, let's, having said all that, put all that aside and take out our rosaries, put ourselves in the presence of God, and pray for the conversion of wayward family members of Moralis Retrogradus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who by the Holy Ghost was conceived, was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For an increase in faith, hope, and charity, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The fourth joyful mystery is the presentation in the temple. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping from this vale of tears. Turn then, all gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy unto us, and after this our exile, shew unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, who didst deign to send thine only begotten Son, who by his life, death, and resurrection did purchase for us the rewards of eternal life, look with favor on us, that meditating on the sacred mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, guardians of the family. Jesus, our King. Joseph, chosen exemplar of fatherhood. Blessed Mother, help of Christians. We humbly beg the intercession and thy mercy, O Christ, for the wayward family of thy servant, O God, that they may turn and be converted. And we pray in confidence with those words that thou hast taught us, that thou desirest not the death of a sinner, but he be converted and live. O Blessed Mary, O Saint Joseph, who intercede so readily on behalf of sinners so unworthy of God's mercy, we humbly beg thy intercession on behalf of these wayward family members and all our wayward family members, that they may be converted and brought into the fullness of the body of Christ, united as foster brothers, adopted sons and daughters of God, as is promised to us. And we ask this in the name of the same Jesus Christ, who liveth and reignest with God the Father and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. For all of us and all of our wayward times, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, thy kingdom come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's a wonderful little, what they used to call, I think they're called aspirations now. They used to call them ejaculatory prayers. That is suited, I think, for family use. It's what I always use. So when I pray the rosary with my family, depending on the mystery, we end it with a different prayer. On the sorrowful mysteries, we pray for the dead, and so we say, you know, may the divine assistance remain always with us, and may the souls of the faithful depart and rest in peace. That's the antiphon and the responsorial. May the divine assistance remain always with us, and may the souls of the faithful depart and rest in peace is the responsorial. Or on the glorious mysteries, we pray for God's holy church, God grant us priests, God grant us, and it repeats, so the antiphon and the responsorial are the same. God grant us priests, God grant us priests, God grant us holy priests, God grant us holy priests, God grant us many holy priests, God grant us many holy priests, God grant us many holy religious vocations, and it repeats. And on the joyful mysteries, we always end with the old aspiration. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, bless us now and at the hour of our death. It's a wonderful thing. It seems odd because you approach the saints out of humility. We approach the saints out of an understanding that we are less worthy than they to stand before the throne of God. And therefore we beg their intercession because we know that their prayers are heard because they are before the face of God. And so they have greater access to him and continue to intercede on our behalf. And the Blessed Mother most of all, because she's crowned, seated in glory as Queen of Saints. So we know that she has a unique place, and St. Joseph as well, because of their relationship directly with Almighty God in the flesh, Jesus Christ. And so when we pray to the Holy Family, it's an interesting thing, because we are praying to Jesus Christ, but we're praying to him in our recognition of his own humility, because he humiliated himself by becoming man. And so we recall, when we pray to the Holy Family, we beg the intercession of the Blessed Mary and St. Joseph. But we also recognize the humanity of Christ, and we lean on the mercy of Christ because of his humanity. and we go to those who gave him that humanity. And it seems most appropriate to do that in the most defining setting for a human being. What makes a human being, other than his family? God has given us this unique community of which we're a part. It's not just a community, because we view community as a sort of voluntary exercise that we're a part of, but we're separate from because we're individuals. And that's not how the family is meant to be understood. It's actually not the way the community is meant to be understood, but things change over time. Tempora mutantur et nos mutamur in illis. Times change, and we must change with them. We see the family as the cornerstone of a true community because the Holy Family is our exemplar. It bestows humanity on the child. And it is a humility, it is humiliation. The Blessed Mother doesn't need to be purified, and Christ doesn't really need to be presented in the temple, but he does. And it is God entering his own temple when he does this. But he does it because he is obedient above all to the law and models that obedience in his humility for us to follow. Because it is in this humility, in our obedience to our parents, in our love for our family, that we find the most basic expression and the easiest, I think, place to exercise Christianity. We just read, if anyone was at the Mass yesterday, there was a reading that we are to tend first to the household of Christ. St. Paul talking about charity. Our own, and in Timothy, he has in the Epistle of Timothy, he has something similar to say, where he talks about a man who provides not for his own, especially those of his own house, has lost the faith, is worse than an infidel. These are both the confraternity recensions of the Douay Rheims, where that's the version of the Bible that I'm quoting from, because that's the version that's quoted in the Daily Missal that I use. The household of faith is where we are to expend our energies first and foremost, because it is in the maintenance of this household that we become truly human. If our humanity, our life, is derived from our family, because we are given life and share life with those around us in our own bloodline, in our own family, from father to son to grandson to great-grandfather back, there is a continuous line of life-giving. From mother to daughter, mother to son, from mother to child, father to child. This pattern repeats itself. Life comes from the family. And so too our humanity, because our expression of what makes us what we are comes from the family. We're not simply born from our parents. The orphan is set aside in society for a reason, because the orphan lacks something necessary. The orphan struggles to attain to the humanity that the family naturally gives to a child. And so society and the church do everything they can to supplement, to give the orphan and the widow what they need in order to be as fully human in their experience of life as the rest of us. And we see this that in families where, this is why you see the crime rates so high among children of single mothers. An incomplete family produces an incomplete human. And that person must struggle more to attain to the humanity which is easier to access for the rest of us. The fullness of our experience as intended by God. Now, that's not to say that orphans can't become saints. There have been several orphans that have been saints. But the cross is heavier on their back, because they don't have the family there to bestow the humanity which is the family's natural task to do. And the family must be whole and complete and natural in order to do this. Otherwise, you produce produce a sort of twisted subhumanity. That's what you get out of these strange, I put family in quotes, this modern family understanding of the family. It's not actually a family, it's a completely artificial entity. And in many cases, it doesn't even want to bestow humanity because it views humanity as something that's racist or sexist or what have you. The Holy Family is our model because it provides God with humanity. Christ is raised up as a child, the child Jesus, is raised by Mary and Joseph and grows in strength and wisdom, the gospel tells us. And he is in their charge. They care for him. And the very first thing they do to care for him is to take him to the temple, to educate him and to model for him the obedience to the law of God, which is exactly what God had commanded for these people he had chosen to be the lights of the light to the nations. The Hebrews had cast that task aside. They didn't want to be the lights of the nations. They wanted to be the chosen among the nations and just enjoy that chosenness. They wanted to feast on the fruits of the vineyard themselves rather than deliver them to market. And when the master of the vineyard sent men to harvest, they in turn drove them away, beat them, punished them, and then finally he sent his own son and they killed him. That's the parable of the vineyard is precisely the parable about the nation of Israel, called by God to bring the fruit of the faith to all peoples, to exemplify it. And they not only failed, but they failed because of their own deliberate choice. And the model of the Holy Family is to adhere by their own deliberate choice from the fiat mihi that the Blessed Mother offers the Archangel Gabriel all the way to the cross. Everyone involved in the Holy Family, and Saint Joseph too, he hears a dream, he doesn't even question it. Saint Joseph has no speaking lines in this great drama. The only thing that you see him do is act. He has to take the child Jesus out of danger. He gets a dream from the Archangel Gabriel. He acts. Doesn't question the dream, doesn't ask any questions. He knows it's Gabriel. He acts. He does what he needs to do. And the Blessed Mother is deliberate as well. They both willingly choose the life and the family that they build up around the blessed baby Jesus and the blessed child. And the presentation in the temple is the exemplification of this. It is the entrance not only of Christ, but of his entire family into this holy space. And it's important for us to recall that the Messiah enters into the temple. God in the flesh enters into his house that was built for him in the company of his parents. He enters into the company of himself, in the company of his parents. And that's the really familial and human lesson to derive from the presentation of the temple. There are many, many theological lessons to derive from it that give us great reflections. But in this regard, it draws, and actually in each interpretation, you can look at every single mystery of the Rosary and draw out a different commandment and the way that it's modeled in that moment. In this moment, the fourth commandment is plain as day. Because it is in the honoring and obedience to a father and mother, and the obedience shown to those who act worthily and give cause for that obedience. So this is like with all families, there's a balance to be struck. And the Holy Family exemplifies that balance. And so when we reflect on this mystery, it gives us an opportunity to reflect upon our fulfillment of the requirements of family, either as children, if we're not building a family of our own, or as parents, as husband and wife, if you don't have any children. To reflect upon what it is that God has laid before you, and the way in which you, with your children, or with your parents, might enter the temple and present yourself before God in a manner worthily and keeping the commandments that He has laid forth for us, that we, the church, the new Israel, might be the light of nations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
The moon is the symbol of Our Lady. The moon is for those in darkness. And I think in a special way for sinners. So that if we but look to her who is the moon and derives all light from the sun, they would never fall into an abyss. Now this is the rosary.